This Fantasy Life.
Hello and welcome to This Fantasy Life, a fantasy football podcast for our league and yours. I'm Chris.
And I'm John, and being bored tonight is...
The King.
King's in the house. The King of the Board.
Oh,
thank you.
B-O-R-E-D.
Yeah, that's it. He's a board game. How are we tonight, fellas?
Fantasy-wise, not great. Not great. Mm-hmm. I guess football-wise, also fantasy not football? Great.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
All right. But
personally, pretty good, though.
Oh, good.
You know,
Brandon, how are you doing?
I'm a little tired. But I'm okay.
Sometimes I would like to do some sort of a survey and just say every time you ask somebody how they are, if they either say okay or tired.
Mm.
They seldom say aggravated.
Right. I would say this is a week for me where you realize there's just more important things than fantasy football. You know, it's like, what are we doing here? This is all kind of silly. You know what I mean?
Not really the best way to open this podcast.
Is that what happens when you lose?
I mean, I'm not saying those two things are related. I'm just saying that, you know, it's like, is it really that important? Like, do we have to, like, talk about it all the time and, like, really care about it? And, like, you know, really talk about who lost or who won? Or I just think it's kind of silly.
Are we talking about a twofer this week?
Possibly. We'll wait till we get to the rankings. I mean, I love doing the podcast with you guys, obviously. I love our listeners, love the lifers, love the league. It's just, you know, they're more important things in life.
But winning and losing doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying, John. That's what I'm saying.
About camaraderie. I agree with you.
Right. We're just here to have fun.
Whether I was 6-0 or 0-6, I'd still be having fun.
Right. Mm-hmm. In the spirit of that, let's talk about some fun that our listeners can have. They can have some fun by emailing us at thisfantasylifepodcast@gmail.com. They can have some fun with us over on. They can have some fun with us over on Twitter, if you know what I mean, at TFLifers. We take call-ins as well. If you want to be a part of the show, be on our segment, The Bus, talk about your league, talk some smack. And one thing they can also do, that we haven't talked about in a while, is leave a review for us on the iTunes.
Yes.
If you're loving our podcast, like a loyal listener emails in today and tells us, why not go over to iTunes, leave us a review, a 5-star review, obviously. There's nothing less. Leave us a good comment. That helps get some traction out about the podcast. We would love to see it. We are a fantasy football podcast. I think I skipped that part. We're based in the Central Ohio area. Every single week, we recap the week in fantasy football. We recap our league specifically and other leagues around the Central Ohio area as well. We also get you ready for the week ahead in fantasy football.
I believe you are understating things. We are the only fantasy football podcast in the Central Ohio area that offers the services that we offer. What do we offer, Chris? Mediocre advice.
At best.
And humor.
Mm-hmm. Some humor.
Maybe. Yeah. And we are all Browns all the time.
We are mostly Browns most of the time.
Okay. And some Cincinnati.
Browns some of the time.
Okay. Right.
Sometimes, like we said, we give advice, and sometimes the first thing we do every single week, we talk about how sometimes that advice is wrong. Didn't get much right last week over here in the White House. Tyler Boyd, King, was looking for a big game from him. Your boy, Tyler Boyd, couldn't have been further from the truth.
No.
Looks like he got about one catch. Really, really rough day over there for Tyler Boyd. Not happy with him specifically. We also were talking about Devontae Booker over in with the Giants as a pretty strong waiver wire pick. And he got 10 points, which I guess if you know, just needs something that wasn't terrible, but you know, not the workhorse we thought he was going to be.
Well, I mean, if you're playing a Giants running back.
Yeah, that's fair.
No.
Yeah. Johnny, what'd you get wrong?
I guess when we're wrong, we're really wrong. So, you know, that it's either feast or famine here in the fantasy football world. And I don't even know why I did this. I'm blaming some sort of adult beverage, but I said James Washington from the Pittsburgh Squealers would be good. I don't even really know who that guy is. And he got one point also. So definitely wrong about that. And I would like to apologize to all those that were listening.
Yeah, that's one of those examples of, I would say, below mediocre advice.
Yeah. That was not even really advice.
Right.
Yeah. I was wrong about Sterling Shepard. I'm pretty sure I said he was going to have a bad game coming off of that injury. Daniel Jones is banged up. Turns out all of the other receivers died. And so Sterling Shepard was the only one catching balls and ended up with 17 points.
Yeah, Kadarius Toney went out right away. That was crazy.
I remember him.
What?
Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, Kadarius Toney. He had a really good game the week before and then had like one snap and went out.
Hardly knew ye, Kadarius.
Yeah. Such a nice
great name, though.
Mm-hmm.
Despite all of this, you know, really being mean to ourselves, occasionally we do get some things right.
You may be right. I may be crazy.
I forget which one of us talked about this. It wasn't like the most, you know, genius, like waiver wire pick last week, but Darrell Williams over with the Kansas City Chiefs turned out to be a very valiant backup to Clyre Edwards-Helaire. 23 points, well, picked up Darrell Williams and started him. You were in good shape.
As you remember, Brandon had the C E H guy, and he was kind of hiding Darrell Williams underneath his hand, not saying much. We kind of outed him right at the end of the podcast.
That's right. That's
100% correct.
Well, King, you were right.
Did you get him, King?
I did get him. Got him. Started him. Got a win.
Nice.
Yeah. Spoiler.
Yeah.
So weirdly enough, here I am. I'm looking for running backs, and I'm like Chubba Hubba. I'd like to pick him up because he backs up McCaffrey, but then I'm reading McCaffrey's feeling pretty good. He's probably going to play. So instead I pick up Devontae Booker. And then I also had said in the podcast that I hated Christian McCaffrey, not personally, but just because he was injured and stuff. And he winds up that week going on injured reserve and won't be back until week 9. And then Sean, who must just have like an automatic line right into ESPN, picked him up at 6:00. Right after they announced he was going on IR. So my miss on not picking him up, but I did say Christian McCaffrey was the guy that I hated, and I was right about that.
The master of the wire, Sean Connery.
Yes. Yeah, he is. Good. He's the wire man. And then man Antonio wire. Brown, I said, was going to have a good game with that one guy who plays for the Tampa Bays, and he got 9 catches for 93 yards and a touchdown and 24 points. I'd say that adds up to a pretty good game.
Man, Antonio Brown has been just feast or famine this year.
Yeah.
Like nothing or a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you recall, I mentioned that the Dolphins were going to have a day over in London. They did end up losing to the Jaguars. So I was wrong about that. But Gesicki, 21 points for a tight end, very solid. And Waddle, 29 points. So if you took my advice and started your Dolphins, you're welcome.
Yeah,
that's probably
last week when you were like, start your Dolphins. I was like, ooh, okay.
And then they lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars. But let that be a lesson to you. Go out to a strip club, have some girl rub up against you, and that's good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Some other coach will do way worse things. Don't worry. and you will be out of the news cycle.
Okay, darn it. All right.
We also recapped the last week in the football world in general. John, do you have any news for us?
A couple of things. Aaron Jones is a dick. And Monday Kazi got arrested for a DWI out of that big win after the Cowboys wound up beating the New Englands in such a close game. He must have went out and partied, and then he got a DWI for it. And he's been pretty good for them. It'll be interesting to see what the NFL does for that, because, you know, it is a DWI. Is that a suspension? Is that one of those code of conduct things? Or is that just, I don't know anymore. Like, it seems like they're kind of arbitrary about how they decide to deal with things.
It could be a COVID thing, but I just feel like we have not seen many players get punished for stuff. Like there was a few year stretch where it was like everything. It was like beating your kid, like getting an assault, like all these things. I mean, even the Sherman thing over the summer was the closest thing we've had recently. And I mean, he was, you know, he was just not, you know, he didn't get a new contract from the Niners. And then eventually he was picked up by the Buccaneers. But it was just like, we have not had too many of those instances.
Well, and keep in mind, Deshaun Watson has not massaged his way out of the game. There, he's still on. He hasn't been given any punishment or discipline. So I don't know about that. Also, I thought this was really interesting. I just picked this up right before the pod came on, but Von Miller of the Denver Broncos, who get to play the Browns this week on Thursday, and I hope the Browns kick their butt, but he guaranteed a sack. He guaranteed sacks against the Brown. Ooh. And I quote, "I don't know the tackle I'm going against, but I am going to kill him."
Let's go.
Locker room talk.
Locker room talk.
Absolutely.
I know our friend Katie, our new lifer this year with our new league joining the pod. Today at lunch, we're talking about some of the fallout still from the Washington football team investigation. Some things about a trainer, I believe, for the Washington football team over prescribing opioids, with multiple players coming out and saying that they are now addicted because of him. And then they talk about the sharing of the cheerleader photos between coaches. Pretty gross stuff out of Washington. It feels like almost every week you might get something that comes out of that investigation.
Well, you had said after the John Gruden thing that that there were thousands of emails that they were looking at, and they did post this week that they didn't find any other egregious incidents in the emails. So they've cleared everybody else who was kind of sweating a little bit, going,
"Oh, didn't get me."
Yeah.
All right.
Just in case people thought that what I said about Aaron Jones was just because I hate him, that's partly true. But his whole thing with the Bears fans, some I think it was a woman flipped him off with both hands, and then he screams up into the stands, "I own you," and then he says, "I effing own you." I mean, come on, you're a grown man playing a sport, really? But again, it just goes to the Aaron Jones mystique of how can a human being like that go to heaven.
It's actually Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, hate to correct you there, bud.
Aaron Rodgers. Oh my gosh, I said Aaron Jones. Can we get out a post?
We cannot. No. We're recording on Rodgers. We're recording on Winamp.
Turns out Aaron Jones
has that capability.
Aaron Jones, very nice.
You're listening, you're not a dick. It's Aaron Rodgers.
Boy, the mailbag is going to be flooded next week. Aaron Jones's mom at hotmail.com. Dear TFL.
So many tweets.
All right. Jam-packed news this week. Let's talk about some players that surprised us. King, you already took mine. Those Miami Dolphins. Waddle and Gesicki. That was a really good performance by them with Miami over in London town. And I guess you wonder, you know, is that going to continue? And maybe we'll talk about some love that guy, hate that guy later. But do those two players in Miami, again, despite a loss, warrant a fantasy start?
Yes.
I don't know.
Gaskin, and I just read where you should drop him. He's done. He had a really big game, 37 points the week before. And I think he had like 3 touches, and they're saying he's done. Devontae Parker is supposed to be back. He was out last week, so that may spread some of the points around. So I don't know. I mean, one game. Don't overreact.
Who else surprised us, boys?
Oh my gosh. I was really surprised about CeeDee Lamb just because he was not really having, like, he'd been 9-3-18 over the last 3 weeks and then went off for 37 points, which was really good for me. But also in that same game, some young man named Ramondre Stevenson got 14 points for the New Englands and looked pretty good. If the New Englands have a problem with who do they have? Harris, right, as their lead running back. If they have a problem, this Ramondre Stevenson might be a guy.
Yeah, you know, I had the same thought about CeeDee Lamb. Seeing those scores, John, I assume you watched a good chunk of that game.
I did.
Is there any kind of like insight into what's going on? Is he like a main target now for Dak? Is Dak playing better? Is CeeDee Lamb playing better? Do the Patriots just suck?
Well, I think it's hot hand. It's like and you've known this when San Francisco had a good team, that if you have so many weapons out there, like they've this Wilson kid, he's playing really well, and they've got Amari and they've got CD. And I think it's just that hot hand thing. If your backfield, your defensive backfield has to guard somebody. And if you double one guy, then you leave one guy with man coverage and he's going to be open more. And I feel like that's kind of it.
I don't want to sound too positive on the Cowboys, but it does seem like the offense is, like, as they say, clicking. And yeah, when an offense is on that, anybody can be hot, right?
Yeah. They're zoned. I mean, he's throwing to two different tight ends that are getting lots of looks. So, I mean, it just seems like he has so many places to look. It does look to me, though, like when he really needs something, he goes to CD. He goes to Amari for those big plays, and he goes to Wilson for kind of the safety throws. But when he really like it, when they needed that first down, he went to CD. It seems like that's where he goes.
That's a good sign for CD landowners.
Oh yeah.
Owners of just CDs are having a tough time right now, though. It's like, you know,
it's better than the owners of tapes.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, what do you do? Like, you got a big book of CDs. Like, you're still
like scotch tape,
and you feel bad. No,
audio tape
tracks.
But as we know, there are some hipsters who have recently or in the past few years gone to vinyl. You can imagine that in sometime in the near future, somebody's going to go, "Hey, man, CDs are a much better sound." And
just sounds warmer.
What's that?
It just sounds warmer.
It just sounds warmer. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's nostalgic. So I'm keeping my CD.
King, did anybody surprise you?
In all honesty, Justin Herbert. So I know Alan and I have a little back and forth about Herbert and Burrow, but all joking aside, I think Justin Herbert is a good quarterback. And to see him put up the awful numbers he did this week, I was very surprised.
Yeah, that's true. They had a bad game.
Yeah, I think I watched a good chunk of that game as well. And one of the commentators was, we can't forget that Justin Herbert has only played like 20 games. Like total in the NFL. So, all right, let's go ahead and recap our league, specifically the standings. Over in the East Division, Sean's still leading over there at 5-1. To the window to the Waller, bounce back, got a win, and he is at 4-2. King bounced back as well. Fresh Prince of Hell Air at 3-3. Then myself and Schilling, two really smart guys who can't catch a break. Bishop Sycamore alumni and Schilling at 2-4. Over in the West, John is still unbeaten, unfortunately. I Love Lamb right behind him. Lots of competition for that second spot, but nowhere near close to the record. The commish is at 3-3. Every House is Mahomes and Allen at 2-4. And in the basement, unfortunately, is our good friend and a current Austin native, Hans, at 1-5. But still anyone's game. And again, like we said, winning and losing doesn't really matter. It's how you play the game. And that you're having fun.
It's the camaraderie.
Yes, exactly.
What's more fun than having the commish come on the podcast?
Right. See, yeah, let's get him back on for some more positivity.
Let's get Smith on.
Oh, my gosh. How much fun would that be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody cares about records. We just want to have fun.
Just girls. Excellent. I love that. I love it. Yeah. All right. Let's switch gears and look ahead. Look to the future. The first thing we do to get you ready for the weekend fantasy football, getting ready for week 7. Let's go down to the wire. When we take you down to the wire, we're helping you get on the waiver wire, what players to pick up in your league, giving you some suggestions. Like we said, we love those brownies, but unfortunately the brownies are suffering a case of the Niners with lots of injuries, especially in their backfield. It's looking like both Chubb and Kareem Hunt are going to be out, and they play this Thursday. Baker may even be out, which is insane. So probably the hottest pickup out of the Cleveland Browns is going to be D'Ernest Johnson. Not just an awesome name, maybe a good running back. But if both Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb are out, somebody's got to run the ball. And you got to think that's one thing they're going to try to do a lot of as much as they can on Thursday against those Denver Broncos and that trash-talking Von Miller. So D'Ernest Johnson, a pretty hot pickup on the wire this week.
Yeah, that's true. But the other guy there, I think his name is Felton. He's kind of the pass catcher. So I think it might be kind of a committee backfield with neither one of them being very great. So
right. Could be
that's kind of questionable. My waiver wire is T.Y. Hilton. And T.Y. just got back from some neck surgery and went out and played, and he got 4 passes for 80 yards, and then he suffered a quad injury. But I don't think the quad injury is going to be serious, and I think everybody's kind of overlooking him because he hasn't been playing for a while, and he might be a pretty good wide receiver. But what is the similarity between my hairline and running backs?
Pretty deep.
Available running backs is really, really thin. Can you find any running back that you really want to pick up on the waiver wire?
I cannot.
So thin. There's just nobody out there.
Brandon, what do you dang. Got? Yeah.
So I'm looking at all you guys that are streaming quarterbacks. Mac Jones is widely available. And has been fairly consistent the last like 4 or 5 weeks. Probably 4, considering what week we're in. Anyway, but they play the Jets this week. We know how the Jets are. So I think Mac Jones is your go-to for streaming quarterbacks this week.
Cool.
Nice. That's interesting. I might consider that next week.
Uh-oh. All right, we're going to move on to our favorite segment every single week. Like John said, we're the only Central Ohio podcast talking about fantasy football. And the one thing we do every week is recap leagues around the Central Ohio area, and we call it Getting on the C-Bus.
Wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round.
You can get your league on the bus by emailing us at thisfantasylifepodcast@gmail.com. Every single week, we recap leagues. We talk about league standings, talk about some funny team names. You can come on and talk some smack if you want. Give us some amazing stories from your fantasy week, maybe some sad stories from your fantasy week, anything you want to do. We are your service. So let's talk about a couple of leagues that we have on the bus this week. Our friend Tyler, it looks like he got a win. He is 4-2 in his league. He is behind Doughboys, Rhinos, Raiders, Shembe Nation, right in front of Mike Johnson, Mac Attack, and The Godfather. Both of those are at 3-3. Down there, we also got Team Jammerin at 2-4 and Team Juju at 2-4 as well. The big boys not having a great year at 1-5, but having a better year than 0-5. 0-5, OWEN5 again. Need to change that name because he is still 0-4 on the year at 0-6. That is tough. Just know that if you're having a tough fantasy week, it's probably better than Owen.
Or the same.
Or the same. Yeah, that's true. My father-in-law and our good friend Chris over there in the Cleveland Rocks League. Sterling Wishbone still over there at 4-2 in the heat of it, behind Beats by Ray, ahead of Hardliners and Polar Bears, who are at 3-3. We get the Gridiron Greats leading that division at 4-2 as well, with the Leatherheads at 3-3. Baker's Dozen at 2-4 and 4th at 20-1-5, and it looks like my father-in-law is having a very similar season to his son-in-law. He's at 2-4 behind Jace Mack, Wooly Bullies, and Fixed Income. King, talk to us about your other league.
Yeah, so nothing has really changed at the top. Chef Nick still leading the way at 5-0-1. Donnie Boy right behind him at 4-1-1. Your boy King got a win and is currently the points leader, dare I say. At 3-2-1.
So you had a cheater this week.
Yes, I did. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Also at 3-2-1 is Tony. And then we've got a 4-way tie at 2-3-1, and a couple of guys dragging the basement at 1-4-1.
The final league we'll recap is my other league, the Greenhouse Goonies, still leading the way over there. Unfortunately, is Raider Nation at 6-0. I had an extremely hard-fought match with Motor City Convicts last night. Going in, I was down by 20, but had Derrick Henry and Deontay Knox. He had A.J. Brown at halftime. A.J. Brown had, like, 0 points. Derrick Henry was having the game of his life. And I ended up losing by 2 points despite a late Derrick Henry touchdown. AJ Brown has had some huge catches in that second half. A hard fought victory for Motor City Convicts. He's at 4-2. Behind him, though, still pretty tight. We've got Tomlin Lover, Easy Breezy Beautiful, and Still Curtin at 3-3. Kittle Big Town and Little Above Average due to 2-4. And Straight Cash Homie, who has been in championship games in this league in the past, in the basement over there at 1-5, but I'm sure he will get it together. Again, get your team on the bus. There's plenty of space, plenty of room on the bus. This Fantasy Life podcast at gmail.com. John, talk to us about some injuries.
Ah! What? What is it?
I got a splinter.
Well, as you said, the Browns are leading the way with injuries, and Chubb is questionable. It seems like this year the a lot of teams are keep playing it very close to the vest on what they're going to do with injured players. It seems like Chubb is going to be out, but they're still holding him to as questionable, and they'll see before Thursday. But with so few days to practice, it doesn't look likely that he's going to play. Hunt is out for several weeks. Word on the street is that he's going to go to IR, and he's probably going to be out until week 14 because they have a bye on week 13. Mayfield is shouldering a lot of the blame with that left shoulder, which he said popped out in a play that didn't really happen when they slammed him down. That was later. He says he's going to play through it. He says that's part of his job. As long as it's not affecting his game, he just has to play through the pain. That's what warriors do. OBJ is also having some shoulder issues and went out, but he came back in and played, so we'll see. So the Browns are looking pretty thin out there in that on that offensive side. Saquon Barkley, again, the Giants keep saying they don't know, he might play this week, but if you saw his ankle last week, I don't see how. They showed a close-up of that thing, and it looked like he had a softball tape to it. So I think he's going to be out. Latavius Murray is out at the Baltimore's, which opens the door for Tyson Williams, who could have a good game. Antonio Gibson's shin is hurting. They said the only way he's going to be able to fix that is with surgery, where he'd be out for 3 months, so he's going to continue to play. He's somebody to watch because they're probably going to start limiting his carries because he's been going out on and off throughout the course of a game. Chris Carson is on IR. Kadarius Toney was injured, but again, the Giants are making it seem like he's going to be back, and many of their receivers are going to be back this week. Terry McLaurin has a hammy to look out for. Dawson Knox suffering the tight end curse of having some really good games and then fractured his hand last week. They haven't said if that's going to affect his game, but you would think that as a receiver, having a fractured hand would be an issue. Damian Williams is COVIDed. He needs 2 negative tests to play on Sunday. And as I said earlier, T.Y. Hilton returned from neck surgery and left after 4-80 with a quad, but he might be back again.
That was a mouthful.
The fan in Chicago, her pride was injured when Aaron Rodgers spoke to her that way.
Ooh, she's currently on IR.
She's thinking about it.
She's currently day to day.
She's doubtful. Yeah.
She has not been practicing.
As the year goes on, man, that's all that injury report gets longer and longer, Johnny.
Hey.
All right. In our league, the big matchups we got. A pod matchup, myself versus John, trying to be a giant killer. Johnny, you've got a pretty tough bye week this week, so we'll see how you survive that, if you survive that. We got, Brandon, you're playing Allen.
I am.
Trying to go to 4-3. That'd be pretty cool, huh?
That would be cool. Thank you.
We have the haves and the have-nots with Chris Weebs, the window to the Waller against Hans. 4-2, 1-5. Hans again trying to be a giant killer. The commish trying to make a name for himself after a big win against me up against Sean at 5-1. Sean also has a pretty rough bye week with the Buffalo Bills being out, so he's going to lose Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs as well as Chase Claypool with the Steelers. So we'll see how he survives that also. And then finally, an age old matchup between Schilling and Brian Smith, both at 2-4. I can almost guarantee that one of those teams will be 3-4 and one will be 1-5 or 2-5 by the end of that game.
Huh. That's a really interesting guarantee. You want to bet on it?
No. Okay. Not a betting guy. What that I game will
have some sort of a prize at the end of it. You know how like the Boilermakers and some team have the little brown jug. There should be some sort of prize. Maybe it's the chicken nugget game.
Oh, too soon.
As long as the word little is in front of the trophy.
The little chicken nugget game.
Yeah.
I got it. The little brown nug. They'll be playing
the little brown nug. All right. So the winner of Schilling and Every House is Mahomes, the little brown nug is yours for the taking. What else is yours for the taking is how we end every single week. The first thing we do is talk about guys that we love. I mentioned watching that game last night, the Titans and the Bills, and I watched A.J. Brown crush my fantasy hopes in my other league. And it seems like Tannehill and Brown are finally kind of catching their stride. Brown had a couple of tough games. Titans offense had a couple of tough games in general. But against the Buffalo Bills, who are a really good team, they were just firing on all cylinders last night. So I think A.J. Brown this week is a really good pick up. The Titans are playing the Chiefs. The Chiefs have, of course, not been themselves, despite the chance that the Chiefs could win that game. The Chiefs defense has looked miserable. So I think the Titans, A.J. Brown, looking really, really hot over there in Tennessee. Johnny, who do you love?
Well, you know, weirdly enough, it's going to be DeAndre Swift from the Detroit. They're playing the Raiders, and this is kind of one of those things. He's just quietly been sitting around at number 7 RB. And as bad as the Detroits are, I guess they're going to be giving it to him and throwing it to him a lot. So I think he's going to have a good game against those Raiders. And unfortunately, he's on your squad, isn't he?
On my squad. Yes, he has been a very nice surprise. He was definitely a player that I wasn't super excited to draft, if I'm being honest. But yeah, he's been a very solid, like, automatic start every week. Don't got to worry about him. He'll get me 15-ish points. Yeah, he's been a really nice surprise.
Mm-hmm.
King, who do you love?
So I didn't know he was on the injury report when I wrote this down, but OBJ. I think he and Baker are starting to get their chemistry. I think they're ready to prove some people wrong. And Denver's defense is just okay. So I think we have some – I think we're going to see some big plays from OBJ Thursday night.
To be clear about OBJ's injury, he went out and it looked really bad. He was grimacing, but then he came back later in the game and played. So I think he's going to play.
Yeah, I don't hate that either, King. I think if Baker plays especially, then, you know, we've seen with the Niners, you know, also like when their running backs are decimated, they get super creative in their play calls. And I wouldn't be surprised to see like some OBJ sweeps, some like really creative stuff with OBJ out there. I think if Baker is healthy, you start OBJ.
They're not going to use him in a sweep. He's 1,000 years old.
Oh, we want to bet on it?
I got it. A little brown nug on that.
I hate little brown nugs. And they're also guys that we hate. So that was tough.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Courtland Sutton is a Denver Bronco who started last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's been kind of up and down. He had a pretty good week last week, but I think I can see Thursday night being a very weird game. I could see it being very low scoring. It's in Cleveland. You know, as a primetime game, the crowd's going to be hyped with a lot of injuries on both sides of the ball. Von Miller talking some smack, but I could just see that being a really tight defensive heavy game. And I just don't see Courtland Sutton being able to really capitalize in that scenario. So not a big fan of the Bronco Courtland Sutton.
Huh. Interesting. Sure. Well, I hate Aaron Rodgers, not Aaron Jones. I love Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
Really. If he has anything to say to me, please tell him that I love him.
I think it's too late.
Aaron Rodgers, for sure. But also Antonio Gibson. After I read the injury report on him, if I were an Antonio Gibson owner, I would probably dump him and or see if I could trade him, because that shin problem, they said, is not really ever going to get better unless he rests it. And like I said, he really needs surgery or at least 3 to 4 months to make it better. So it's only going to get worse over the course of the season. So I don't see him playing well.
Yeah, we didn't mention it in the Wire section, but J.D. McKissick is a pretty hot Wire pick this week as well. I think he may be gone in a good amount of leagues because I think people are kind of like you, John, and saw the Antonio Gibson writing on the wall. But if J.D. McKissick is available in your league, I think he's going to be the Washington football team's go-to guy.
Agreed.
King, who do you hate?
Chris, don't take this personally, but Hollywood Brown.
You.
Oh, yeah, right. But you, I hate you. Wait years to say it.
No, I mean, I do honestly think the Ravens are going to win on Sunday, but I think they're going to have to get it done on the ground. I don't think the Cincinnati defense is going to let any big plays happen through the air.
They wouldn't do that.
That's weird. Is it your turn to talk or is it my turn to talk? But no, I don't think Hollywood Brown's, he's not going to have those big, 20, 30 point games that he's been having. I think he's going to, dare I say, single digits this week.
Wow. Ooh.
Well, I this hope just in, gonna... Bingo fans are irritable.
Well, I can't wait to see you in the We Were Wrong segment next week, King.
Same girl.
Let's go ahead and end with some positivity. We have a really fun trip as we're going to go check the mail.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail time. Mail
time. A really special mailbag this week. Jason is emailing in to this fantasylifepodcast@gmail.com. Just like you can. Jason says, hey guys, longtime listener, first time replying here. I just wanted to thank you for all the knowledge you bring and let you know how much you help me in decision-making for my weekly lineup. I'm an avid listener and have noticed John's change in positive attitude this season.
Oh, Jason.
Huh. I also have noticed in the weekly standings how that Smith guy has really increased his team management and how Scuds now seems to be the team that needs the most help. Ooh, maybe you should start a weekly segment. What would Scuds do? Anyways, keep up the great work, and you have a great commish.
Huh.
Signed, Toodles, TF Lifer.
This smells fishy.
It does. But, yeah.
But Jason, the T-shirts are coming out later this week for my positivity.
Yeah. Yeah, Jason, if you're real, thank you for subscribing to our OnlyFans, this Fantasy Life Plus. We appreciate your listenership. If you're not real, this isn't funny. Because I got really excited when I saw what I thought was a legit email in the mailbag. So if you're not real, that's really sad. And it's really mean.
Thanks a lot.
But it did give us something to read in the mailbag segment, so I can't be that mad.
No, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope we all win this week, guys. I hope we all can come back next Monday feeling good about fantasy football.
All right. Flaps down. Right. Sunglasses on. It's been a lot of fun. Goodbye, Chris.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Brandon.
Bye, John.
And let's play us out.